can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why, but that song is perfectly appropriate. Alex, nice job. I say that because when I was a kid, I remember that song playing on the radio. My mother was a big radio listener of this station, by the way, our flagship station. And that song would play during the Nixon conversations, you know, during the news and so forth. Anyhow, it takes me back to that. My next guest, Jenna Caldwell, Fox News political analyst, author of a new book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Has Failed, which is, well, that'd be pretty much anyone and everyone. Jenna, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I can't quite see clearly right now because it's 4 a.m. in Los Angeles where I am. Well, so it's kind of like night day type deal.
Yeah, crush up some good dark coffee. You'll be fine. Trust me on this. You'll be good.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, you don't?
That's unfortunate. Yeah, I like hot chocolate with almond milk.
I can
Please
live with
don't
that.
Make fun of me.
No. I mean, you do live in California. That's pretty mild for what happens in California.
You say I live in California.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a conservative,
all.
So I should have some hard, dark coffee.
So you're kind of a...
Punch it up with my own hands.
You're kind of an endangered species out there, but, you know...
That's correct.
Look across the political landscape, California notwithstanding, and you see... And I was just talking about the rankings of... And the popularity of Ron DeSantis as the governor of Florida, his numbers are off the chart. You might as well just go ahead and put Florida in the Trump column right now. But then I look at the unpopularity of impeachment in Iowa and Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and across the states that will decide the election in 2020. This is a big loser. So my question to you is why, in your opinion, this big rush to get the impeachment done? We've got to get it done. We've got to get it done. We could wait for stuff. It's just it's like they're in a panic to get it done. Why?
You know what, as I talk about in my book, Taken for Granted, Democrats recognize the fact that President Trump has accomplished so much in such a short period of time that they realize that if they don't impeach President Trump, that they have a less likelihood of winning an election. You've seen members of Congress, Representative Al Green, who specifically said on television, I don't know if he knew if the camera was on and the mic was hot or not, but if we don't impeach him, he's going to win a second term. I mean, truthfully speaking, Democrats know that with a President Trump in office, that there's going to be so much more done for a second term. And we know this because you look at what he's done in his first term, which is unprecedented. African-Americans, especially, the lowest African-American unemployment rates for African-Americans, Hispanics, Asians, lowest for women in over 50 years.
All true.
First Step Act. We manufacturing, he said that he was going to bring manufacturing jobs back to this country. You look at folks in the Appalachian region, which Democrats said this would never happen. But in 2018, over 500,000 new manufacturing jobs added to the economy. I mean, this has been an unprecedented administration in a lot of ways.
And it has.
Although I'm an individual, I don't agree with everything he says or does. I cannot say anything about what he's been able to deliver for our country.
No, many of the things most of the
black folks or anybody else, but for all of America.
So let's go back to 2016. His message to black America was, what do you got to lose? I mean, you've been on this deal over here all these years. What has it done for you? And then, you know, back his spat with Elijah Cummings before he passed away. The president is not wrong about Baltimore and some of these other cities. The Democrats have been in charge for decades and decades, and the places are not better off. In fact, in many cases, they are worse off than they were when I joined the team on the planet, you know, a few decades ago. It gets continually worse, and the policies are failing. And the big threat to the Democrats, of course, is that if the African-American vote goes away from them by 5 or 6 or 8 points, the party is over. I mean, it's over, right?
100%, and it's so interesting. As some people may know, I'm a conservative from the South Side of Chicago, and as I write in my new book, Taken for Granted, and especially as an appearance I had on Special Report with Brett Baer last night on Fox News Channel, I talked about the fact that Democrats are legitimately in a panic, and I'll tell you why. Their front runner is Joe Biden right now. What most folks don't recognize with this front runner is he is literally the author of the 94 crime bill.
Right.
A lot of people give credit to Clinton, Bill Clinton, which he was certainly a part of it. But you're talking about the guy who literally created legislation, which became law, which incarcerated hundreds of thousands of African Americans. You talk about separation of families at the border. No, this bill separated thousands of black families.
That's true. In fairness, Giano, the crime rates around the country came down. Now, it might have unfairly targeted some groups and individuals, and the president's come back with the First Step Act to correct some of those issues. But what do we do about, you know, crime and punishment in America? How do we...
Wait, hold on. We're talking about at what cost now?
I understand.
Let's be very clear. When people say that the crime rate came down, we're talking about marginally. And then let's also be clear. There was the Crime Commission put together a report for the Clinton administration where they said that crack cocaine and cocaine, that there was a sentencing disparity, which meant that white Americans...
got away with it.
Far less time than black Americans.
Right, which is
what the Clinton administration did. They threw that report in the trash can.
Right, which is patently unfair. I mean, that's patently unfair. It's the same product in a different form. And patently wrong, and there's no question that they should have been treated equally.
Correct. And you know why? Because black lives don't matter to Democrats. Black votes matter to Democrats. And African Americans have been taken advantage for decades by the Democratic Party. So why black folks continue to vote for Democrats over 90% of the time, you get nothing out of the deal. Black folks have to own their power. Now we have an administration in the office that has, in an unprecedented way, delivered for African Americans more than anything I've seen in generations.
Maybe ever.
President Trump, Trump may say things that I don't like. He may say insensitive things. I get it. I'm clear on it. But Democrats have been saying insensitive things for decades, and no one
clearly
really jumps at them about it.
Giano, before we leave,
hold on a minute.
We're going to run out of time here. I want to make sure you can tell people where to find the book, Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. You got about 15 seconds.
Okay, sure. Amazon and anywhere major book retailer, and please follow me on social media at Giano Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O Caldwell. C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for getting up early, Giano. We'll talk again soon. It's the Steve Gruber Show.